Hey there, this is Molly Christensen with the Building Heroes in Your Home podcast, where we learn stories from my life and your life to help us build heroes in our home as we go on this journey together. So in the very first podcast, I talked about the hero journey because this is such an important pattern to recognize in our life and our homeschools. And I kind of want to break that down and go through each part of that journey in more detail so we can kind of learn more about it, of how to apply that to our own lives. So the very first part is the call to action. And this is probably the most important part, just because if you can't hear the call to action, then how are you ever even going to get onto the hero journey path in the first place? And it's not as easy as you might think. You know, a lot of times it's a lot more difficult to do it because many of these calls to actions are difficult, uncomfortable, things we don't want to do. Which is why it takes courage to listen to the call to action. So one thing I've noticed is when you start paying attention to your thoughts and you start noticing you're getting a lot of refusals to not do it, that's a big key in recognizing if you're getting a call to action. Now, I guess I probably ought to back up to you because I was thinking about this. Like, I could totally get a call to action to go get some ice cream and eat it. And then I would get refusals like, no, you probably better not. You know, it's the middle of the day. So I guess we should have a qualifier on our calls to action first. These calls to action that put us on the hero journey are ones that match the goodness of our heart. It's going to be something that makes us better. It's going to make the people around us better. So clearly, if I think a call to action is to go and eat ice cream, that's probably not going to make me much better. It may make my tongue feel happy, you know, but in the long run, and not like it's bad to go eat ice cream, but if I keep doing it, then it can have bad effects for myself and for the people around me, you know? So, number one to recognizing a call to action is it good? Is it going to make me better? Is it going to make the people around me better? And then number two is watch for the thoughts that come after you think of it. Because a lot of times we're going to be thinking of stuff like, oh, that's too hard. I don't have time. I'm too busy. That's awkward. I don't want to, you know? And if we don't recognize that, then that call to action is not going to get acted on. So you think about that with the homeschooling. You know, some of you, maybe it was really easy to follow the call to action to homeschool. For me, it was very difficult. I had plenty of refusals, but the call to action did keep coming back to me, luckily, so that I would actually follow that. Now, another thing that's interesting about calls to action, it's not like you're just going to get one over and over and over again. Sometimes, maybe. But a lot of times they do just leave. But they're also not always for big, huge things. I've found that, like, a lot of times my calls to action are simple things. Basic things, like everyday things. So I get calls to action multiple times a day, and more if I'm paying attention. You know? But I've got to be paying attention. If I'm not paying attention, I might think I'm not getting anything. And I can go for months, weeks, years without thinking I get calls to action. So it's my belief that we're all born good and we all get these thoughts, these ideas to do things that are good all the time. But a lot of the time, we're just not listening. We just can't hear it. So let's go back to my idea here that we're getting calls to action all the time. So what does that mean? Does that mean we have to go on a hero's journey for every single one? Kind of. So you could look at it this way. Like, you could get a call to action to do something nice, and it's really fast, and you just do it quickly. And then your hero journey is done. It has changed you, transformed you along that journey, but it was just a very small thing. and it wasn't this big epic saga. But then there's going to be other calls to actions, like homeschooling, that are going to last for years. Years and years. And you're going to have much more of the features of a hero's journey in that journey. So it is interesting because a hero's journey is made up of a lot of smaller hero journey. So a story I wanted to tell you was one way I kind of got clued into all these ideas here is I actually got a call to action. I didn't know that's what it was called at this time, but I had this idea. I was actually talking to my son, who was really interested in marketing stuff, and he's like, you know, if you do anything consistently for a long time, you can market anything to any people. It catches people's attention. That's why you see things like 365 days of crockpot recipes, just because somebody could actually do a new crockpot recipe every single day. It was the consistency. It got people's attention. And so I said to my son, I was like, well, what if we just created a blog where we just did something kind every day for 365 days and blogged about it? He's like, yeah, great idea, Mom. Do it. I shouldn't have said it out loud, maybe, but I guess I should have because I was meant to do that. So I decided, yeah, you know what? I am going to do it, even though I had all these refusal thoughts, like, who got time for that? You know, I can't write a blog, and plus, I have never been that consistent in anything. What makes me think I could do that now? And I heard all those refusals, and I just decided, you know what? I'm going to do it anyway. And I also knew that this call to action was something good. It could bless my life because I'm going to be doing kind things every day. It could bless the lives of others reading about it. So I started it. I started blogging every single day. What was interesting to me was that I was afraid that I was going to run out of good things to do. I was afraid I wouldn't be able to think of one good thing each day. So like for the first week, I was like, well, what can I do today? I guess I can make cookies for the neighbors again. And after a while, I was like, wait, this is so not going to work. I don't have time to make cookies for the neighbors every single day. So I got to thinking, what if I really did come up with good, kind thoughts every day and I'm just not listening? What if that were true? So I decided I'm going to start listening. So I did. I started listening and it was amazing. I did get thoughts to do good things every single day. I did get calls to action. It was easy to come up with one thing every single day if I paid attention. Now, the other problem was too is I'm so busy. How am I gonna have time for this? I had no idea how I was gonna fit it in, but I found this out too. Every single call to action that I didn't like make of myself, like make cookies for the neighbor, I didn't hear that one. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, so all the ones that I listened to that I heard come into my brain, they were totally things I could do. Like for example, one time I had a friend who asked me if I could watch her kids while she went to the doctor's office. So I said, sure, because our kids were friends, so they came on over and they were playing. Well, it was getting to be around 4:35 and she still wasn't back. And I had this thought, make double dinner so that she can have some too to bring home with her when she picks up the kids. Oh my goodness, I got all these refusals. I was like, no, I can't do that. Her kids probably won't even like what I'm making. I don't even know if I have time to make my own dinner. And, you know, that's not a very good idea. And I recognized that I was doing that to myself. So I was like, oh, this is a call to action. That means I can do it, even though it might be hard. I can do it, and so I will do it. And so I did. And I did that, and when she came pretty late near dinner time, I had actually finished making the dinner, and I made her some tea, and I said, hey, look, I just made double dinner, so here, take this dinner home. And she was so grateful. So happy to receive that, and I totally could have missed that opportunity had I not acted on that. So that's just one example of how you can start following a call to action. What I also have noticed is that as I've started following these smaller calls to action, I get bigger and better ones. It's that's so cool. Because now I know I can actually do them and I can actually hear them and I don't just dismiss them as impossible. And it's a really fun way to live life, is following calls to action. Now, just to wrap this up, in the last part of this, this is something awesome to do with your kids. Teach them how to follow the calls to action too. So what we do in our house is we have a jar and a bunch of pom-poms. So I teach them, I say, hey, you guys hear good things come into your brain all the time. And sometimes you don't want to do them, and sometimes you hear them and you do them. But let's practice. When you hear a good thought come into your brain, do it. And then we'll put a pom-pom in the jar. And when we get the pom-pom jar all full, then we'll go out to dinner or watch a movie or something. You know, we kind of come up with some fun reward to do as a family. We work on it all together as a family. And it's not required. We don't make people do it. But it's just pretty awesome because they are learning at a young age to trust themselves, to believe that they are good, because that's where it starts. They know, hey, I do have good thoughts. Hey, I can do good stuff for other people. So hope that helps and hope that sounds fun to you to try that out. And we'll talk to you on the next podcast. Thanks for listening.